the last remaining farm within Saratoga Springs city limits is under new management by a team that will use the property as a center for agriculture and education. Pidney Meadows Community Farm is ready for summer with community gardens and local farm and food training and education. There'll be a year-round farm hub that shares the bounty of upstate New York agriculture and community. The grounds will also provide nature trails and host community events. Barbara Glazer and Natalie Walsh join us to tell us more. Barbara is a leader in open space preservation in Saratoga Springs since the 1980s and has played a key role in the establishment of Pidney Meadows Community Farm. Natalie is the director of the new Pidney Meadows Community Gardens, and it's a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
A delight. So let us start with you, Barbara, and how this all came to be, because we are talking about a very large piece of property.
You are, Joe. It's 166 acres right in what used to be the edge of the city, and now it's closer to the whole heart of the city as the city has grown and expanded. The Pidney Farm, it goes back to the Pidney family. It's been in the Pidney family since the 1860s, and this farm has remained farmland, serving different kinds of agricultural purposes over all these many years. 20 years ago, the Saratoga Springs Open Space Plan was adopted by the City of Saratoga Springs and highlighted this farm as a really important resource to protect over time. And so here we are 20 years later, and it came a time when the Pidney family wanted to sell this farm, but they really wanted to keep it in agriculture. And we had this wonderful convergence of the city's open space plan wanting to protect the farm, the family ready to preserve the farm. We had done a bond act in 2005 that allowed the city to bond up to $5 million for open space protection, and we were able to secure $1 million of that for the purchase. The Pitneys sold it at a discount, and a not-for-profit was established, the Pidney Meadows Community Farm, to acquire it. So this great convergence of community interest, the Pitneys being ready to have the land preserved and being willing to do it at a discounted price, and a not-for-profit ready and willing to receive it, made this possible. So in December, we acquired the land and now are setting about to create the future of that land.
I will get in a moment and certainly bring Natalie into the conversation to talk about what's going into the land as far as what your ultimate vision is. To me, though, Barbara, the key word in all of this is community. That's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. You know, we have a lot of lands in Saratoga County, but they're often at the edges or far away. This allows this farm is right so close to the heart of the community. It's across the street from the YMCA, next to the Saratoga Spa State Park, across from the high school, close to Skidmore College, on a bus line, and will itself be part of a Greenbelt bicycle trail system. So it's a farm that invites the community to easily access it for all kinds of events and programming.
So Natalie, now you are a lifelong gardener, so to be able to kind of oversee a project like this has to be a bit of a wonderful gift.
It is a wonderful gift. I've worked on other community gardens. This is definitely the largest one that we'll be doing. And one of the wonderful things about this garden is how accessible it is to everyone. As Barbara was saying, it's on the bike path, bus routes, so it'll be readily accessible and very close to downtown.
What state is it in right now?
It's in the beginning stages.
Okay.
We just started to have the applications go out to people so that they can apply for plots. About half of them are taken right now. And the construction will actually begin on the 24th, where people will be coming to the garden to actually build raised beds and get it started. Tomorrow, weather permitting, we'll be planting sunflowers out there. And the sunflower is going to be our theme for this year. It's one of the activities we have to promote the garden, not just with the gardeners, but with the entire community. We're planning, for example, we're sowing a field of sunflowers. Within the field, there'll be a playhouse created where the walls are sunflowers. That'll be a place where children can go to play. We have programs intended for adults and children to paint and draw. There'll be some classes, the different sunflowers and other aspects of the garden. And then we're hoping to do an art show at the end of the season with the sunflower theme.
You have showed me on your iPad a beautiful rendering of what this will look like when it's all said and done, the plan.
Yes.
The first thing, and the first thing I said to you when I saw it was that it's enormous. It's a lot. It's very big.
It is. But not all of it is happening the first year. The first year, if you looked at the
drawing,
there'll
be phases.
Right. There's an axis. Up the center part will be the part that we do this year.
Yeah.
So when it's all completed, we could have up to 200 beds. This year, the goal is 55.
Now, when you look at that, and Barbara, I'm interested in your thought of what is the importance, the selling point for gardeners and people to come in and for the community as a whole, of why we should have a community garden and how we benefit as a community of having that space.
I think as Saratoga Springs has grown and more people are coming and living in apartments and condominiums, this provides a place for people to go and have their backyard, so to speak. They can have a plot there in order to raise vegetables or flowers, and in so doing, join with a community of other people who are tending, learning, working with each other. So it's getting outdoors, it's being able to grow food, it's being able to grow food in the company of others with the support of gardeners like Natalie. We have a number of master gardeners and other instructors who will be part of the garden programming. So it's an experiment in community, it's an experiment in agricultural production, and it gives the opportunity for us to do a lot of education with children as well. You know, I grew up with grandparents who had those victory gardens after World War II.
Sure.
And I didn't grow up with that. I grew up in Minnesota, and I used to go down to Grandpa's farm in Iowa, and I ended up not having that skill set. And I think now we have more people who are interested in locally grown, organic, or growing the food that they want for their table. I think it gives us a real opportunity to do that.
With that said, there is really a combination here of for purpose as well as for, yes, the product of the garden, but also just beauty.
Absolutely. There's the beauty, there's the harvesting, it's the healthy lifestyle, there's the ability to garden as a stress reliever, there's a giant social aspect to gardens in general. People love to come in and just smell the flowers, whether or not they're a gardener. So yes, there are many different aspects that draw people.
So as far as the, let's say I'm interested in a plot.
Okay.
Bring me through that process of what you go through.
Okay, so there's an application online at pitneymeadows.org/communitygardens/. You can download it there, and on the application it indicates the there's a sliding scale for the cost of each bed. And to tell you quickly, the 4x8s are from $35 to $100, and we did that so that people could participate. So it's what people can afford. And so far, 17 of those have been taken for this year out of 35. And then there are in-ground plots that are 8x12, much larger. And those run from 100 to 300, again, sliding scale. And then we also included taller plots. They're 24 inches tall. They're actually grown in a livestock watering trough. And they are 3x8 feet, and those are also the same as the 4x8s. They're $35 to $100.
So, when okay, so I've gone through the process, and I'm going to have a plot.
Okay.
Then, do I decide what goes into it, or do I work with you as to what goes into it? And then, once I am maintaining it, do you oversee it? How does that
yes.
work?
Okay. Pretty much, you can grow what you like. But I did say that no invasive plants. There'll be a place for some of the invasives that are under control. For example, peppermint. Everyone wants peppermint and spearmint. We'll have separate areas for those so that we can contain them. But mostly people will put in what they want to eat, what they enjoy planting. And then they have the help of not only myself as a master gardener, but there are about 5 other master gardeners on board who will also be there and willing to help them with anything that comes up. I'll be the garden director so that if any issues come up, whether it's diseases or bugs or anything at all, I'll be there.
Name that bug.
Name that bug.
That's right.
Name that bug.
Yeah.
Now, and Barbara, so you have obviously shown here, this is going to be growing over several years.
It will be growing over several years, and we will grow it as we can build it. As we can raise the funds to underwrite the various beds, we will continue to grow and extend it. That's the plan.
Oh, I know the question I was going to ask. So if I'm growing whatever, it's a vegetable garden. Now, do the fruits of that labor, do they come to me or do they go to the community? How does that work?
Once you rent the bed, that's yours. That's like your little backyard there.
Okay.
And whatever you grow is your property, yours to take home. We are growing several beds deliberately in order to give to the needy. And we have some Girl Scouts who are interested in overseeing that as part of their badge rewards.
We'll also have some of the beds which are dedicated for kids. One will be a sandbox. There'll be a place to grow unusual flowers and plants that kids would be interested in. So whether it's the children of the gardeners or other children who want to come and just be able to experience the garden, there'll be a special place for them as part of this whole garden.
So a lot to look forward to. And just outline a little bit, again, what will be going on this weekend.
This weekend we're planting the sunflower field, and we're getting the community garden shed ready for the summer and organized. Next weekend, the 24th, will actually be our weekend for building beds, putting them out in the field, and the beginning of the garden season for us.
A lot going on.
Yes.
Now, you can find out more information by going to PitneyMeadowsCommunityFarm.org. PitneyMeadowsCommunityFarm.org. It's located in Saratoga Springs, New York. And people can go out and check out and see what you're up
Please
to.
Do.
Excellent. To learn more about Pitney Meadows Community Farm in Saratoga, visit PitneyMeadowsCommunityFarm.org. Barbara Glazer and Natalie Walsh, I thank you so much for being with us. A delight to have you both here, and best of luck in your efforts.
Well, thank you.
Thank
Our
you,
pleasure.
Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.